today on The Long and Short of It with Greg and Tim, we're going to talk about Organized Chaos, Part 2. Hold on tight.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you're tired of running around and getting told you're too expensive and people ghosting you and all that other garbage that you deal with as a salesperson, I want to give you a resource. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab our How to Spot a Cheap Customer guide and go through that and equip yourself to see them coming a mile away and protect your time so that your time is only spent with those people that are really going to be your customers. So go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Tim? How we doing?
How you doing? Hey, Greg, last week we talked about organized chaos. And a quick recap, we talked about becoming really good at some things and kind of find a balance between personal, your business, your self-development, religion, and cutting yourself some slack that we all don't work at the same speed or learn at the same way. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tim, I've read studies on this that, you know, multitasking is kind of like something, you know, people kind of make up as we're multitasking, right? But it's really impossible for the brain to interpret two things at one time. I know you mentioned focusing on one thing. I think that is probably one of the best ways to learn, because if you're trying to take everything at the same time, it's going to be almost impossible for you to comprehend what's happening.
I don't like that, Greg. I don't like doing a lot at once because, well, you think you're getting a lot done. But to bring back, I mean, you think about, you know how you cook a Thanksgiving dinner? You got the turkey over here. You got the stuffing on the stove. You got this in the sink. You got dishes everywhere. Dishwasher's overflowing. Kids are running around. It's chaos, right? And at the end, everything comes together and all that. But you have to get through that chaos to have that beautiful dinner. And I'm thinking about, I guess you compare it to that, to life. Is like we got all these things that we have to bring together and make it look nice, package it together, make it look like it's one thing. But in actuality, Greg, all these things are separate, right?
Mm-hmm.
The personal, we got our business, we got our crew members, we got our groups, we got the numbers in our business, we have our self-development, we talk about our religion. So what happens, Greg, is I focus on that one thing and I become really good at it. You and I, Greg, I guess I can only speak for myself, is I'm really good at the shinfu, communicating with clients. You know, how do you know you master that to move on to the next? And what are the indicators? How to gauge if we're moving forward or we're just kind of staying the same? We sound the same. We are the same. We haven't gotten better, whether it be in family or whatever it is. You know, a big thing with us is making lists, time blocking, giving time to each thing. And even in the Shin Fu process, Greg, in the battleground, how do we keep track of how good we are? You know, what do we give the crew, you know, the guys in the group once they achieve things?
Yeah, so we have the belts for the Shinfu. We have Tom actually does a shout out in the group for folks that are, you know, communicating a lot with the group and sharing great insight. And then, you know, the KPIs, you're filling those out and you're seeing where you're at, you know, every month.
Yeah, you know, for me, along with that stuff, I think it's crucial. I think that, you know, self-check, I mean, it's keeping yourself a check, knowing where you are. If you don't have that list of a ledger or a diary or something to, you know, where your progress is, for me, I have, you know, people like that hold me accountable and they gauge me where I am in my life or where my head is at. And I can clearly see how the health of my business, because I mean, I look at my numbers. I know what my QuickBooks is. You know, sometimes I question myself with, you know, I'm just like a black and white type of guy. I don't want to know all the details. I'll just, you know, call my accountant and say, what's the health of my business? What am I looking at? And that's a good gauge for me. So for me, being a person that likes to be really good at one thing before I move on to something else, I know I'm not alone, right? I think that a lot of people have, like a lot of contractors have OCD or ADD and all these other things. And they just got all these noises going on in their head, things they've left undone. They beat themselves up over not completing things. I mean, for you, Greg, how do you gauge this and how do you separate this stuff or kind of keep everything kind of alive and growing?
Yeah, so Tom uses something, and I use it too, called the Eisenhower Matrix, and it's a list, Tim, but I have to prioritize the big rocks and the small rocks, and we've talked about this before, but that's how I make sure I'm getting the things I have to get done, and then I can time block and make sure I'm focused. You know, if I want to focus on something else, Tim, if I want to read a mindset book, which I need to do, I put aside a little bit of time to do that. You know, do your KPIs, do your sales training. You guys got to track this stuff and keep an eye on it so you know how far you come. I think that's one thing, you know, inherently as people, sometimes we focus on the negative things that happened to us. Why don't you look back and say, wow, I've done 100 role plays. How far have I come? Would I ever have asked a customer this before, communicated like this before? And I guarantee you anyone that's role played, Tim, is going to look back and be like, holy shit, I've come a long way.
It's sometimes looking in the inside out, you don't see that. So yeah, so self-reflection is big. Yeah, certainly. Lean on people who are surrounding you to where, how far you've come. Not look for you know, a pat on the back. Just kind of know that you are moving in the right direction. You're not just treading water. But this organized chaos, Greg, this is, I think, is something that I will honestly always struggle with, because just I'm a one thing at a time type of guy. But I know if I can at least be better than what I was yesterday on one thing, I can go towards something else and pay attention to that and develop myself in that. So do a lot of things at once. But the biggest thing, Greg, is knowing that I'm becoming 1%, just 1% better every day. I don't have to become 100%. I don't have to be 2%. I mean, 2% sweet, but do something better than you were yesterday in one of the parts of your life that's going to move that forward. I don't want to die knowing I slept with my roommate. I want to die knowing I love my wife and she loved me. I want to make sure my business is healthy. I just don't have a fucking business card. I'm a businessman. I know how to run a healthy business. And I have a healthy crew. And my team, you know, the guys that work for us have good lives too. It's my responsibility. I have to figure all this stuff out and still make it to heaven on the end. So I guess the message here, Greg, to wrap this up, I mean, you wrap it up. What do you give for people who are trying to have organized chaos?
Guys, write out a plan of what you want to achieve. You know, figure out what you're going to focus on, give yourself some time to, you know, get it ingrained, and then move on to the next thing. So, and don't beat yourself up. That's the hardest thing to do, is we just want to beat on ourselves and say, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Well, think about all the amazing things that you are doing and keep your mindset fresh. And I think you'll be surprised at how much you can achieve.
You know, Greg, I love that you closed out like that. You know, I challenge everybody's hearing this thing. First of all, share it with somebody else that doesn't know about us, but to cut yourself some slack, you know, reward yourself for all you have gotten yourself this far at this age in your life. So you got to reward yourself, give yourself a pat on the back for being where you are and being an FW to wanting to become better in all aspects of your life. So good on you guys. And until next week, this is Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.